You ready? Here we go.
Now, Boxy, I've known you for a long time now, 6 years. It's a long time. And you've always talked about, you know, before I knew you, when I was with Jules and when I was with Marty and Byron, we used to have fun and we'd go out and drink and we'd do this. And I was in Hawaii and we have our martinis. And I'm like, I don't believe it.
I was a party animal.
Oh, see, that's what you're
talking Nick, BF. Nick. The BF era before Fev.
Yeah, that's before Fev. Like, Nick's been here for now a couple of months and we've already been out together and enjoyed a nice drink and had some fun. Not once in that 6 years have I been out with you and had drinks. Now, my 40th birthday was the other week, which was a surprise sort of party that you surprised me and you rocked up.
I turned up at the party. What a night. And, you know, that's probably my first time out on a Saturday night since Daisy was born. But I reckon, guys,
you're back.
I've got a taste for it. That was just a taste. Anyway, guys, I just feel like, hello,
ready to
be coming back.
I sounded amazing. Now, you rocked up and surprised me. I thought, you're on. This is the night. We're going to get it on. We're going to get smashed. It's going to be fun. You left before the speeches. You had one drink.
Got there at 7 and left I left at 9:30. That's a good effort. That's an hour. No.
2.5 hours.
No, I think it was an hour and a half.
Yeah, I don't think you were there at 7. I don't think you were there at 7 either.
Wow.
Because I was there at 7.
I did an hour and a half.
Oh.
I was happy with that.
What a sesh.
Good
sesh.
Think about, that's like when you go back to the gym, you don't pick up the 20 kilos. You start with the little dumbbells. I was I went out of the house on a Saturday night for the first time in about 8 years. I was quite happy with that.
Yeah, well, I was happy that you were there too, but I wanted it to be a bit longer. I wanted you to, you know, I wanted to see that fun sort of stuff. I wanted to hear you go up to the bar and say this.
Fancy seeing you here. Want a drink?
Now, out of context, that's all.
Nick and I.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from, but it sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome, doesn't it? Now, I want to hear that. Now, I want to organise a night. A night out with you, Boxy. I want to go out. We want to have drinks. Want it not to be a smoke bomb because you are the smoke bomb queen. Will you let Nick and I organise a night out, like a big night? We're going to go out. We're going to party, and you're not leaving.
I do, and I know, okay, to give my life context, I did used to go out, and I was a fun Fifi.
I don't want to hear about the labour pains.
I know, but it was really having Trixie, and then I've got a baby on my own, and now I've got two kids on my own. It's very hard to go out and find that time.
Are you playing the responsible mother card?
Yes, and I actually love being home with my kids, so that's what's happened to me.
You always used to say you used to be a party animal. I've done this, I've done that, I was crazy. No, you're not. No, you weren't. No, you weren't loose. You can't say you
saying
you're
Leon, you
does
saw
not make
me.
Sense. It's like when I say I was good at footy. He's like, yeah, under 16s at Werribee, mate.
Yeah, in the twos.
I was in the eights.
Leon, I was fun. I was party fun fee.
Yeah, but to be fair, like they were just little glimmers of it. I would love to see full party fee. Yeah,
Fee has like one drink and goes, I'm so drunk. This is so much fun. And then you
Phantom.
Go. You're
you
like
have
a phantom drinker.
You have a 9 p.m. kebab.
Yeah.
That's wild.
She goes to the kebab shop. It's not even open.
Hang on.
Now I'm going to organise.
When
I'll do
said,
I'll
just
do
got
everything.
A lot on at the moment.
Like what?
Like kids and...
Mate, babysitter.
And it's winter.
They'll always
it's
be
winter.
There.
It's winter.
Cold going out at night.
We'll sit in a nice pub with a fire. It'll be beautiful.
You keep
put
warm.
The marshmallows
okay, when is
on.
This?
That's how the chef on when the Titanic
well,
survived.
We'll organise it. We'll do it in a couple of weeks.
So if I say what you want from me now is a yes, I will commit. Is that what you want?
All you got to say is yes, and Nick and I will organise everything.
Okay, I just turn up. And okay, when
night.
You say I can't phantom or do a smoke bomb, is there?
A,
do
that's
I
a
have
lock-in.
To go all night? Do I have to go back and do an all-nighter? Or
yeah,
can I?
It's an all-nighter.
An all-nighter. Yep. You want me to lock in to an all-nighter?
Yeah, be sort of like 2009 Brownlow style.
Oh, fuck. Pressure point.
What if I don't have the stamina? Like, what if it breaks me?
Oh, well, you won't with that attitude.
No, you've got to be
come
positive.
On, positive.
Come on.
You
come
can do it.
Just, hey, trust us. It'll be fun.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're in.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, God.
One night.
One night. Every day I'm shuffling.
He's in. Let's go out.
Look at everyone. Everyone's
let's
up
go out.
Yes.
Woo. Okay.
All right, we're on. I'll organise it.
Okay. It's
and
one
you can't,
big
you can't
night.
Back out. You
no,
cannot
no, no,
back
no.
out.
No.
You're in.
Well, I'll just check my calendar.
Doesn't matter.
No.
We'll clear it.
Pearl,
clear it. Pearl, clear it.
Okay.
More on this as the show goes on.
Would this be brand damaging, though? You 100%. End up on the front page of the Herald Sun with
hey,
things
we'll be
on
front,
you that
back
should...
and middle.
Oh, no.
Worry about your liver,
we might even
brand.
Be in the age.
Fifi Fever, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Imagine going in to hospital for a standard procedure, a tonsillectomy, and then waking up and finding out you have a different accent.
Awesome.
This is a thing. It's called foreign accent syndrome. There are only about 100 known cases of this in the world since it first appeared back in 1907. It's common for people who've had strokes, head trauma or migraines, but also have woken up from surgery. And it's happened to an Australian, Angie Yen, who's joining us now from Brisbane. Thanks for coming on the show, Angie.
No worries. Hi, thanks for having me.
My goodness, Angie, that is phenomenal. Wow. So you, in fact, we'll play the audio again. This is how you sounded pre-surgery.
I'm just calling to cancel my membership, and I was just wondering, for the monthly payments that I've paid, will the remainder be refunded?
And now you have an Irish accent, Angie. Can you talk us through what happened when you realised this and I guess everything that's unfolded since you woke up?
Well, this foreign accent first popped up 10 days after my surgery, and I first discovered this when I was having my shower and I was singing before my job interview, and all these weird sounds were popping up, and I was like, hang on, this isn't me. And then I started like reading some things on the news, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not imagining this. And I called one of my friends who have traveled all over the world, and I asked them, you know, what do I even sound like? I sound like Irish to you. Does it sound like it to you? And he said, yeah. And he thought it was so weird because he picked up his phone and it was my name, but it didn't sound like me at all. And today is now day 14 and I still haven't woken up like my old self.
Angie, it's incredible. I'd love to wake up with a different accent. I'm not smart enough to learn one. Now, what's the doctor saying? Is it some sort of brain sort of trauma or...?
Well, my ear, nose and throat specialist didn't expect it to last this long. He was expecting it to just wash out with the inflammation. And my family doctor, he believed me straight away, and he's never come across a case like mine before. And I got in touch with a couple of neurologists yesterday in Brisbane, and two of have turned me down already because they said they don't have experience in this. I'm sorry. And
wow.
They don't know of any neurologist who has experience in this. So there is one specialist in Brisbane who said she'll have a look at me. And she specializes in stroke rehabilitation. So I'm seeing her in early June. And hopefully I get some answers when I see her.
Angie, have you ever been to Ireland or have anyone in your life with an Irish accent that you could have subconsciously picked it up from?
No, never. I've never been to Ireland.
Oh,
and maybe a couple of episodes of Peaky Blinders or The Fall a couple of years ago.
Movie.
But
great show.
Yeah.
Angie,
but that's it.
Angie, how do you feel about the accent? I've got a lot of Irish relatives. It's great. It's a fun accent. Like if you were to wake up with an accent, the Irish
yeah,
one
I
is
have
a,
an Irish.
It's a great one. How are you feeling?
In terms of the accent, it still feels really surreal because when I go to the shops, people are still asking me to repeat myself. And I'm like, what do you mean? I grew up here with you guys. And
wow.
the backlash, there are still people who are saying that I'm fake, I'm pretending this, that I'm just getting this for views and likes on TikTok. But I guess in the end, it's going to be worth it if it sheds more light on this very rare and bizarre condition, if it can help other people.
Now, Angie, is it true you've gone down the real Irish tradition and now you're calling yourself Angie McYen?
Yeah, so that was actually a joke that my friend actually first told me when this happened, and it just didn't stuck. So that's
gotta be
why Oyen. I know. Yeah, so that's what we realized after. I'm like, oh no, it's actually Oyen, not McYen. So
all
that's
right.
Hell yeah.
I got to say, I am half Irish. I've grown up with Irish accents.
Yeah.
It's very convincing,
it's very,
Angie.
Yeah.
Like I am, the boys can see my jaw has been dropped
yeah.
while you've been talking. You're not even coming in and out of it. It is just thick Irish accent.
Are you a
now.
Drinker, Angie?
So
now.
I actually went out over the weekend just for science to see how this affects our foreign accent syndrome. And some people have mentioned that with my hangover that I sounded more Australian. And I was like, oh, so drunk brain equals Aussie brain. So very, very interesting.
Angie, heads up. Conor McGregor fights in a few weeks and St. Paddy's Day, 17th of March.
So I'll have to save a seat for myself and watch them.
Well, thank you for joining us, Angie. It's a phenomenon. It's unbelievable, foreign accent syndrome. And we'll touch base with you and see how you go with it, if you can find a neurologist that'll deal with your case.
Thank you so much, guys.
Sláinte.
She's pretty lucky in a way. Like, you can understand her. Imagine having like a Russian or a, I don't know, an accent where you just speak a different language, different language.
But that would be a phenomenon to learn a language while you're under.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
It's a segment we do from time to time here on the show, and we brought it up because a woman in the UK claims to have been abducted by aliens 52 times. We sort of laughed at that and thought, well, that doesn't happen. And then Leon, our executive producer, said, oh, if we did that, we would get so many calls, it would melt down.
Mm. I think he owes me $100 too.
Well, I'm not quite sure what's happened, but Leon, we got one. Is it the same when I whisper, we got one?
It's amazing. Could have been an alien doing that.
Now, Lauren from Deer Park. Lauren, have you been abducted by an alien?
No, I haven't been abducted by an alien. I'm in labour, though.
Hang on a second. In our intro, you know how we play the intro? We ask this question.
Are you in labour right
now? Very good.
So, Lauren... You haven't been abducted by aliens, but you're in labour right now.
Yes, I'm on my way to the hospital. My borders have broken. My partner just got all these snacks.
What's going on? How are you feeling?
I'm all right. Yep. I'm pretty good for now.
Are you driving yourself?
No, he's driving me. We're on the way there now.
Is this your first, Lauren?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, my God,
wow. Are you nervous? What are you going through?
I'm petrified.
Oh, Lauren, this is the most exciting.
It'll go great, mate. It's going to be awesome.
Easy.
Awesome.
Lauren, the best thing that's ever going to happen to you. You are about to have a human come out of your body. This is amazing.
Looks like a bit of an alien when it comes out at the start, the babies, don't they?
Maybe the baby. That's the call. The baby's going to feel like it's been abducted.
It comes out.
Yeah, maybe my baby might get abducted by an alien.
No.
Have you told all your friends and family that you're in labour, Lauren?
Have I told them all? No. Yeah. I've told the ones that are closest. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well,
we're still here.
We'll just do a shout out now. Yeah. Lauren's in labour, guys.
Do you know what the baby is? Do you know what sex it is?
Yeah, she's a girl.
Congrats. Girls are the best.
Lauren, think about it right now. That
little Fifi.
Her little
head. You
want
to give me some names? Give me some names.
Yeah.
Fifi.
Her little brain. She's pushing her way into the world. Guys, I'm going to get emotional. I love this stuff.
She's the best.
Way out.
Monique. Little Monique. Beautiful name.
I was thinking of Riley.
Riley.
Your choice.
Nice. Yeah. You know what, Lauren? You absolutely do not be swayed by radio announcers at this important
little
time
filly.
In your life.
Little filly. That's what I wanted.
You never know. What? It could be a Monique. You don't know.
Monique's a beautiful name. I wanted to call Toby Philadelphia. Philly.
Did you?
Got over.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, little Philly.
Philly's cute.
Philly's beautiful.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that's the name. Well, you're Fiona, we call you Fifi.
Yeah, well, Philadelphia
little Philly.
Is it's a state in America.
Little Philly. Got shut down pretty
cream
quick.
Cream cheese.
Yeah,
you get some creamy nicknames.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lauren, you've got far too much going on in your life to worry about our chat at the moment. Good luck. Really exciting.
I someone that got abducted by an alien, hopefully.
Well, you may have. I mean, Lauren, this has eclipsed what was going to be a really disappointing day for Leon, who thought we would get lots of calls about aliens. Leon, anything you'd like to say in closing this segment?
If we hadn't done this, we wouldn't have spoken to Lauren. So you're welcome.
Oh, wow.
Good turnaround.
Okay.
I wonder what sort of snacks she got, Boxy.
What snacks did you get, Lauren?
What snacks did you get? He got like all these chips. What else did you get, Ryan? Chocolates, lollies.
I'm going to have a
Is that what happens
time.
When you... I haven't been in labour. Yeah. I needed to get C-sections. Yeah. I wasn't too posh to push. It was an issue with my placenta. Yeah. But, Lauren, is that what happens? Do you eat snacks while you're giving birth?
Well, my sister-in-law was like, snacks. It's all you need to take. And I was like, okay. So now I'm just stocking up on snacks.
You know what? Not enough people do a zero birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, that baby's rolling out, there'll be balloons.
snacks. Instead of shut.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Yeah, we are on fire. We had a little taste last night. We went out together. You know, I had a couple of wines. Nick, you had a couple of beautiful beers.
Yum.
Boxy.
Had two mocktails.
Yeah, had two mocktails.
But you stayed out later.
And you stayed out a little bit later. We're building up because yesterday on the show we thought we'd organise a night out because you say you're this big party animal.
I was.
You asked for ice cream in your mocktail last night.
Like, you're not a spider.
Mate. At a
restaurant.
I didn't actually ask that. No, I didn't.
Did you ask for nuggets at Stoke House as well? What are you doing? Yeah,
you know, when the menu came out, we all had steaks. She said, have you got any like little mini dim sums and some nuggets?
I have a juvenile palate, but I didn't actually ask for ice cream in my mocktail.
But we sat there yesterday and I posed this to you.
And it's winter.
They'll always
it's
be
winter.
There.
It's
cold going out at night.
We'll sit in a nice pub with a fire. It'll be beautiful.
What you want from me now is a yes, I will commit. Is that what you want?
All you got to say is yes, and Nick and I will organise everything.
To go all night? Do I have to go back and do an all-nighter? Or can I?
It's an all-nighter.
An all-nighter. Yeah.
You can do it.
Just, hey, trust us.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
One night. Okay, just to give this context. So since I had Trixie, which was 8 years ago, I haven't gone out. And I was a party girl before that. Fev, in our friendship, over the last 5 years working together, we've never had a drink. We've never gone out to a bar or a club or done anything like that.
And it's so much fun. I went with Fev. And I got home 24 hours late.
This is a disaster. But I think I'm ready to get back out there.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Fiona, because we've been working really hard, Nick and I, and all the production team behind me, led by Leon Ashergren, DJ extraordinaire to the lame duck.
Out to the lame duck?
We've upped that. And our wonderful friends at Underworks, who have come on board to do various things with us, including a single mum's party that we had. They jumped on board and sponsored it.
Sam and the team at Underworks.
They're the best.
They're so good. When I had my baby shower, we did a baby shower, Nick, for all the single mums in Melbourne.
All the single mums.
Yeah. And we got all the single mums in a room and they were treated to the most beautiful morning. And Underworks made that the most special occasion.
They are. They're great people and they look after Melbourne. And they're looking after us because Boxy, Nick and I have organised this.
I was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party of her life on the Gold Coast.
That's right.
It's Boxy's big night out, 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 out.
Heading to the Gold Coast.
We're going to the Gold Coast.
Yeah. One night only.
Cab Avenue.
Cab Ave.
Cocktails
and dreams.
Oh, yes.
Bringing back the inner Boxy that was 1980.
Just a little background.
We're organising it to go there. It's going to be amazing. Thanks to Underworks. I haven't run this past Alex yet.
You've arranged a big night out, a 24-hour party for me. We're not going to sleep. The idea is we'll turn up to this radio show the following morning having not slept. We'll walk out of a nightclub here into the studio.
Yeah.
And you've planned all this without asking Alex?
Yeah, and she just messaged me and said, call me.
Oh, Fev.
Anyway.
Yeah, she's excited.
It's going to be fun.
No.
I think it's going to be amazing, Nick.
It's going to be the best. We're going to the Gold Coast.
We're going to take
I'm
you
excited.
Out. Oh, my God. We've got a phone call. Who's this? Hannah.
Hey. Are you going to the Gold Coast?
Yes, we're going to the Gold Coast.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Beefy, I went to your 21st back in the day.
Oh, Hannah, you were at my 21st when I was 35. That's awesome.
Hold on.
Oh, she had a third. So Fifi missed out on her 21st birthday.
Yeah, I never
so
had one.
When she was 36, a couple of years ago, she thought she'd have her 21st birthday.
It was awesome. Kylie Minogue was on stage wishing me, singing me happy birthday, Marilyn Monroe style. Well, I do things delayed. So, Hannah, you were at my 21st. That was a great night, wasn't it?
It was an amazing night. CBD was probably the highlight as well.
Yeah, CBD performance. CBD. Oh, I think I smoke bombed and phantom my own 21st, though. Do you see what they're doing to me, though, Hannah? I'm not allowed to go home.
Hey, Hannah.
That's a fair call.
Would you like to come to the Gold Coast?
I would love to. Are you kidding me?
Well, you can come on. Hey, why don't we invite Melbourne? We're going to take
big crew.
We'll take listeners.
Can other people come?
Yeah, they can come. They can come.
Leon?
What do you reckon?
From Monday, we'll have a standby list people can go on. Let's chuck Hannah on the standby list.
Yeah.
Winner every day from Monday.
Hey, and can I just say this, and I hope you don't mind, because clearly I am a mum and I'm a single hands-on mum. No, but I never get to go out. Can I just say, if there are any mums listening who haven't got their mojo back after having kids and they want to come and have
mum's
a party?
Going wild.
Well, I think mum's going wild is fun on the Gold
Coast.
Mate,
sick.
That can be anyone, though. Boys, girls, anyone, you know, without kids can come. But I'm just saying, if you're a mum and you want to...
This is what you love about Fee. Like, we organise something for her, but then she, like, ups it and goes, well, you didn't really do a good job.
I'm going to
invite everybody.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on the Fox. Good morning, I'm James Costa, filling in for James Lake, and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. And good news to start off the week, we have a brand new sponsor, Mazda BT50 Thunder. Test drive the complete package at your Mazda dealer today. The budget was released this week and single parents are set to get a big boost, which is relieving for a lot of Australians that are tasked with solo parenting.
My wife went away Friday. It was the first time my wife had been away from our son Charlie for more than one night.
Ooh,
I want to say who coped worse.
Our TV ruled in the house. Charlie gets 20 minutes a day.
He watched everything on the weekend.
8:20 a.m. Saturday morning. Right, TV's on. I've got to get stuff ready and you keep talking. I don't know how to stop this. We went to my parents' place on Saturday night, had a sleepover at Hannah and Pass House. Yes. I needed a hand.
I just love that you do all that travel for stand-up comedy. Looch does it on her own. The second she's out of town, you're straight to mum and dad.
A report out this week has discovered the most desired age for Australians to settle down and have kids, which was a shocking statistic for some people.
They think the ideal age to get married is 36, then to start having children at 37. I mean, if you look at the stats and anybody try to have children post 35, it's
very tough.
Difficult. Yeah. We'll die out. Less smashed avo, more babies, please. Yeah,
100%.
That's the only way the human race will keep going.
Less plant eating, more baby making.
Sponsored by the Australian Government Camera.
The radio industry is under investigation after several complaints that unfair advantages were given to some listeners entering radio competitions.
Alpha Bucks, Fev, you wanted to give away a letter. Are we allowed to do this? The letter's O.
Oh my God. The internet blew up this week after Hollywood star Matt Damon did an interview for a US TV show from a local New South Wales TAB, and the jokes and memes came thick and fast.
Goodwill punting.
Very good.
Good joke. Although that's not yours. I've read that. See, this is the funny thing about this. The memes that were going around yesterday. Oh, sorry.
Mate, I finally impressed Nick.
Oh.
I was like, wow.
Were you impressed?
Yes.
Melbourne Air Traffic Control were on high alert this week after comedian Tommy Little took to the skies for the first time solo. All the girlies say I'm pretty
fly for a white guy. I need to let people in the western suburbs know I will be out over you. I reckon in about half an hour.
Fly over the bay, mate. Might be a bit safer for everybody.
If I come down over the bay, I'm gone. But if I come down in someone's backyard in the western suburbs, I might get a warm cooked meal.
Clearly didn't grow up in the western suburbs. You're not getting any news there, mate. There's going to be a plane at Cash Converters.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi and Fev always say,
Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming!
There we go.
Looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend? Brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder, the complete package, has got you covered.